Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Menachos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. What is a carbon toida? Toida means thank you. It's actually in the category of a shlamim, but it has different halachas. It's brought when a person passes one of the four dangers. That would be traveling across the sea, or a desert, coming out of jail, and coming out of illness. It's not a mincha, it's an animal carbon. But along with the carbon comes 40 loaves of four types, 10 of each, of lachmei toid, of bread. The amrim of the animal are burnt on the mizbeach, the meat belongs to the owner, the chaz of a shaik, the breast and part of the foot are given to the kohen. Unlike a karban shlamim, where you have the day that you shechted that night plus the whole next day, with the toida you have only the day you shechted and the night. And of course a shlamim doesn't come along with the lechem. Now, let's get back to this lechem that comes along with the carbon toida. So we said there are four types of loaves. One type is chametz, the other three types are matzah. The three types of matzah, though, are different. There are chalais, rekikim, and revucha. So we've already seen how chalais are made. The thing about chalais is that you mix the oil into the dough before it's baked. Rekikim is just much more similar to matzahs or wafers. They're made from a dough of flour and water. And like we have learned in previous Mishnayos, they are smeared with oil after they are baked. And we learned how they're smeared like the Greek letter ki. Revucha is made by taking the dough and pouring boiling water over it. Then they bake it for a very short time in an oven, and then they fry it. Then you have the chametz chalas, and they are made without any oil at all. So again, total 40 chalais. But there are four groups of 10. One is chametz, three is not. The three types that are not chametz are chalais, rekikim, and revucha. We think of chalais as chametz, but a chalais doesn't have to be chametz. You can make it in such a way that it's not chametz. So amongst the non-chametz, again, you have the chalais, you have the rekikim, and the revucha. Chalais are loaves. We mix the oil into the dough before it's baked. Rekikim look more like wafers. You smear the oil after it's baked. And revucha is where you pour boiling water over the dough and you bake it real quickly in the oven and then you fry it in oil. The chametz chalais are made without oil. Now, what do I do with these 40 chalais? The answer is one of each type of the 40 chalais is given to the kohanim, and the rest go to the owner, but any person can eat it. The meat of the carbon, as well as the chalais, can be eaten only in Yerushalayim, and the person has to be tahar. Our Mishnah begins. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Hatoida ha'sabah chamish se'in Yerushalmiyais, shehein sheish midbariyais. All right, take out that piece of paper again. Remember the Askel of Gudai? An Eifa is three saw. A saw is six kav, a kav is four lug, a lug is six bayim. So I'm ready to come here with my carbon toida and my 40 chalas. How much flour do I need? And the answer, two Eifa. So that should be simple enough. An Eifa is three saw, so two Eifa is six saw. So what does the Mishnah mean over here? A toida is about chamish saw in Yerushalmiyais, shen shesh midbariyais. What's Yerushalmiyais? What's midbariyais? In the midbar, they had midos midbariyais. The midah that was used in the midbar. When the Yidden settled in Eretz Yisrael, they enlarged the midas by a sixth. That's called midas Yerushalmiyas. In other words, in the midbar, there were smaller measurements. In Eretz Yisrael, they added a sixth. You're allowed to do that. That's based on a pasuk. So really, five saw in Yerushalmiyas are six saw midbariyas. Now, when we say that they added a sixth, it means really a fifth. I don't want to confuse you too much, but sometimes when Chazal say a sixth, they mean a sixth millibar. In other words, adding a sixth means, from the outside, take something, divide it into five. How much is each one of these five pieces? And add a sixth one to it. So the way we do fractions, it's really adding a fifth. But we call it a sixth because until now there were five pieces, now there are six pieces. We made it larger. Now let's try to touch the words of our Mishnah. Hatoida is above the toida came the lachmei toida, the breads of the carbon toida, came from a total amount of flour that would measure chamesh se'in Yerushalmiyais, five Yerushalmi saws, shehein sheish midbariyais, that would be six midbar saw. In other words, it's the same amount, being that the Yerushalmi saw is bigger, so five Yerushalmi is the same as six midbar saw. Now, in our Askel of Gudai, we said that there are three sa and an eifa. Right. In the Midbar eifa, there were three sa. So in two eifas, there would be six sa. But in the Rishalmi measurement, there would only be five sa, because each sa is bigger. So Atayda HaSaba, again from the beginning of the Mishnah, Chamesh sa in Yerushalmi is. Five Yerushalmi sa, Shein Sheish Midbarius, that would be the same as six Midbar sa. Shtei eifas, the equivalent of two eifas that we would have in the Midbar, Ha eifa shalosh sa'in, and the Midbar eifa was three sa. Esrim asarin, the two eifas have 20 asarins of flour. And asarin is a tenth of an eifa. So a tenth of an eifa means there are 10 tenths in an eifa. Two eifas are 20 asarins. Asara l'chametz, half of it. You're telling me there are 20 asarins, so 10 is half. Asara l'chametz, half of it went for the chametz, meaning for the 10 chametz loaves of the taida. So half went for the 10 chametz loaves, v'asara l'matzah, and 10 asarins were used for 30 matzah loaves. What? Half of the total amount of flour went for the 10 chametz, and the other half was divided amongst the other 30 challahs? And the answer is yes. That's the Gzeres HaKasev. So that means that the chametz loaves, each one had three times the amount of every matzah loaf. And the answer is yes. Because I have a total of 20 asarin for all 40 loaves, and these are the instructions. Asara l'chametz. Out of the 20 asarin, 10 of them, half go for the 10 chametz loaves, which means asarin l'chala. Each challah had an asarin. Simple cheshbon. I have 10 asarins and 10 chametz l'chala. So each chametz l'chala has an asarin. Now, v'asara l'matzah, let's try to figure out how the other 10 asarins are going to be divided amongst the 30 matzah that comes along with the carbon taida. Uba matzah, in regard to the other 30, that are not chametz, shloisha minim, there are three types, like we explained. Chalois, rekikim, revucha. Remember, chalois are made by mixing oil into the dough before it's baked. Rekikim, which is like wafers, are made from a dough of flour and water, and you smear oil on it, and revuch is made by pouring water over the dough, and then they quickly bake it in an oven and then fry it in oil. So I have to take an asarin and divide it amongst these three. Now take 10 and divide it by 3. How much do you have? You have 3 and a third. Not 100% exact, but more or less. Nimso, so it turns out that shloisha isarin is a shlish, there were 3 and a third isarin is a flour l'chal min, used for each of the three types of matzah. 3 1/3 for the chalois, 3 1/3 for the rekikim, 3 1/3 for the revucha. Now, let's take any one of the three, the chalois, rekikim, and revuchas. Let's say from my chalois, you're giving me how much? 3 1/3 asarin. But there's 10 in each of the three. There's 10 chalois, 10 rekikim, 10 revuchas. How much does each one get? 1/10 of 3 1/3 asarins. So in other words, shalosh chalois li isarin, three loaves for one isarin. If you take 10 and you divide it by 3.3, it comes out to 3 for each. So it's shalosh chalois, three chalois per isarin. Vayter zok de mishnah b'midah yerushalmis hayashloishim kav. Don't get too scared over here. It's very simple. Let's start from scratch. I have here a carbon taida. I have to bring 40 chalois. How much flour do I need? 5 saw Yerushalmiyas, there are 6 saw Midbarias. Let's work with the Yerushalmi Midas. 5 saw of flour, according to the Yerushalayim measure, are equal to 30 kav. That paper, please, that you have, Askalov Gudai on the top, you write Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed Beis, underneath the Samach, a Gimel, underneath the Kuf, a Vav, underneath the Lamed, a Dalet, underneath the Beis, a Vav. Top word Askalov, bottom word Gudai. Remember what we said. The top is Rashi Tevis for the names of the measures. The bottom is numbers. Aleph is Eifa. Samach is Sa. How many Sa in an Eifa? Look at the bottom. Gimel, 3. 3 Sa in an Eifa. Samach is Sa. The Kuf is Kav. How many Kav in a Sa? Look at the Vav. 6. 6 Kav is a Sa. This you don't really have to know for now. How many Lug in a Kav? Dalid, 4. Kuf is Kav, the Lamed is Lug. And how many Bayim in a Lug? The Beis is Bayim. 6. But what we have to know for now is an Eifa is 3 Sa, and a Sa is 6 Kav. How much is 5 times 6? Answer, 30. That's all the Mishnah is saying. The Midi Yerushalmis, meaning that you needed 5 Sa, Yishleishim Kav. That would be 30 Kav. And we do the same thing we did when we were working with the Midbariyais Midas. Half goes to the 10 Chametz Chalas, and the other half go to the 30 Matzah Chalas. So if I'm dealing with 30 Kav, so Chamishasa L'Chametz, 15, half of the 30 goes for the Chametz, the Chamishasa L'Matzah, and half of the 30 goes for the Matzah. Meaning, half of the 30 goes for the other three Matzah. And what are the three Matzah? Chalos, Rekikin, and Revucha. So Chamishasa L'Chametz. If there are 15 Kavim for the 10 chametz loaves, how much does it come out per each loaf? Kav v'chatzi l'chala, kav and a half for each. Take 15 and divide it by 10, it's 1.5. Kav and a half. V'chamisha asa l'matzah. The other 15 went for the matzah. Now, v'amatzah shleisha minim. In the group of matzah, there are three minim. 10 of each. Chalas rekikim revucha. So 15 divided by 3 is 5. So chamesh is kavim l'chol min, 5 kavim for the chalois, 5 kavim for the rikikin, 5 kavim for the revucha. Each one had 10. 5 into 10 is 2. So it comes out shtei chalois l'kav. Each two chalois had 1 kav. Okay, so let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that a karban taida, which is after Yid has a big yeshua, besides for the animal carbon, comes along with 40 chalois, 10 are chametz, 30 are not. The 30 that are not are divided also into three groups of 10, chalois, rekikin, and revucha. How much flour do I need for the 40 chalois? 5 saw Yerushalmiyais, which are 6 saw Midbariyais. We explained that in Yerushalayim they added on. They added on a 6 millibar, which means you take the 5 divided in 5 and then add a 6 piece to that 5. So along the Midbariyais, 2 ephahs are equal to 6 sa, because 1 ephah is 3 sa. 2 ephahs also have 20 asarins of flour, because an asarin is 1/10 of an ephah, so 2 asarins have 20 asarins. But it's interesting how we divide this 20 amongst the 40 chalais. Half of it goes to 10, half of it goes to the chametz. So that's simple, 10 asarins for 10 chalas, each chala gets an asarin. And we have 10 asarins left for the other 30. The other 30 will divide them into 3. Chalas, rekikim, and revucha. So 10 asarin is divided by 3, comes out to 3 and a third for each. 3 and a third of flour for the chalas, 3 and a third of chala for the rekikim, 3 and a third of chala for the revucha. And all of this is in the non-chametz category. Now, each one has 10. So that will come out to 3 chalas per isarin. 10 divided by 3 and a third is 3. Now, if we go with the Yerushalmi measures, we'll deal with kavim. The 5 saw Yerushalmi are equivalent to 30 kavim. A kav is 6 saw. 6 times 5 is 30. Out of the 30 kavim, again, half, which would be 15, half of 30 is 15, goes to the 10 chametz, chalais. That will come out to a kav and a half per chala. The other 15 go to the 30 matzah parts. In other words, the three groups of toida bread that are not chametz, b'chala, is rekikin, and revutza. So 15 divided by 3 is 5 each. And each group of 5 has to produce 10 chalois. So it's 2 chalois per kav.